Bobby Johnson joins us now. Coach, how are you this morning?
Good morning. There's a lot of jokes in that right there, but I'm not going to touch
them. I know.
Hey, Bobby, Bobby, by the way, notice that your team is ranked 21st in the AP media poll, 25th in the coaches poll. So I guess for one of the few times in your career, you can talk about how smart that media is, huh?
Yeah, the coaches are just jealous. That's all it is. Yeah, those media people know what's going on.
Bobby, one of the things we talked about that sort of defines this team, at least so far, as opposed to other teams that you've gotten off to good starts with, is just they seem to find a way to win. You know, at the end of games, the goal line stand at Ole Miss, you know, getting a turnover. It just seems to me, at least, you know, these kids have sort of developed in this team a personality of being able to do that.
They seem to have, you know, they're a confident group. They go out and work hard in practice, and they feel like that's going to carry over to the game. So if you invest, you expect to get some kind of return, and it's happening for us. And I don't think other teams that we've had have lacked confidence or anything. I just think, you know, we just got a good mix of people right now who are working hard and having a little fun and making some things happen.
Bobby, from a conditioning standpoint, do you feel like these guys are even farther ahead of where you've been in previous years, you know, to allow you to get stronger as the game goes along and be able to finish games when you have the opportunity?
Well, I think that is certainly a part of it because Coach Sis does a great job with our guys, and, you know, I think we've been in shape every year we've been here. But I think we just have a few more players that we can insert in there in key times, and the level doesn't fall off as much as it used to. So, yeah, I think it's a combination of, you know, some hard work and recruiting to get some players in here, and Coach Sis makes sure that they're in great shape, you know, when the season starts.
You have the bye week this week before you play Auburn a week from Saturday. You feel pretty confident you'll be able to get some guys at least closer to being healthy by the time you play the Tigers?
Well, we do. We, you know, we've got a pretty long list from the game the other night. It was a very physical game, and you know, we got some guys banged up, but they should be back. And then one of the major injuries that we've had, George Smith, I think he'll be back ready to go, and he's excited about that, and we're excited about it. And then, you know, but we did get some bad news. Austin Monahan, you know, has a fracture in his scapula, and, you know, that's going to have him out for a long period of time. So he was having a good year for us. Good tight end, Frank.
Yes, you're right.
Bobby, the defense forced 6 turnovers. Ryan Hamilton had a huge game, 3 picks and a fumble recovery. And just talk about how big a play that was, the 79-yard pick 6. You're down 10-0. They're driving, possibly to make it 17-0. That was a huge turnaround.
Yeah, it was a huge turnaround. And even though we gave up the kickoff return on the next play, it still, you know, gave us a big boost because, like you say, it could have been 17-0. And, you know, if you could see it on film, Ryan just did a fantastic job. He knew exactly where he was supposed to be, and he expected the ball to come out early, and he just sort of baited the quarterback into throwing it right there, and he was ready for it. He just stepped in there and almost caught it on the run, dead run, so nobody could catch him. So, you know, Ryan's a smart player. He's one of those guys who studies the game, studies his responsibilities, and he was in the right place at the right time several times the other night.
You know, talking to Kevin, I was at the Auburn game on Saturday, and, you know, when I was driving back, I was talking to Kevin, and he talked about that great goal line stand, Chris Marv, you know, the great play, and, of course, obviously forcing, you know, getting the strip, you know, and recovering the fumble as well. What does that say about your defense when they do stuff like that? You know, you knew your defense was going to be good, but what does that say about the personality of that unit?
I think it says a lot. Number one, on both of those goal line stands, if it weren't for Rashard Langford, you know, we would have lost the game. He ran the previous play out of bounds on the 7-yard line one time and then the 9-yard line the other time and gave us a chance to make 2 goal line stands. And Chris not only made a big play on the last one, he made a big play on the first one on 3rd and about 1 somebody bounced outside, and he ran out there and got him on the about half-yard line. And then Ryan made the next tackle. And then, of course, he stripped the ball on the last one. And I think it's just an attitude that Coach Fowler and the rest of the defensive coaches teach that, you know, you just play the next play. And, you know, if you got a chance to stop them, if they're not in the end zone yet, we still got a chance. So, and they kept playing, and it paid off.
Coach, what's your philosophy going into this bye week? Is your plan? You do a lot of self-scouting. I know it's early in the year. How are you going to approach this bye week with the players and as far as yourselves go? And then as far as the big kind of announcement, you guys are going to be on ESPN against Auburn. That's got another kind of shot in the arm as far as the, you know, the exposure, you know, with the recruiting and giving Vanderbilt football, you know, putting that on the national stage.
Right. Well, we try to keep up our self-scouting all along, you know, all during the year. And, you know, we have some people who are studying that, make sure we're not, you know, tipping things off and doing things, you know, in a rut. But the main thing we want to try to do is make sure we get better. And number one, you know, heal up some guys so we can get better players out there. But, you know, don't think of this as a week off. This is an opportunity for us to get a little bit ahead on the Auburn game plan. Of course, you know, what they do this week is going to affect it, but we can get a little bit of ahead, and then we can get better in fundamentals and the things we've done wrong in our previous games. And, you know, just don't sit here saying, hey, we're number 21. We don't have to do anything. We're, you know, that would be stupid, and I don't think we're – I hope we won't be stupid.
Is it important for you to keep reminding your players that, just as far as not getting them, you know, reading the papers and, you know, kind of just taking it out of context, I guess, or just, you know, getting the big heads on this situation? Do you keep your feet on the ground in this situation?
We do, and you know, but our guys, they have to go to class. Remember now, Frank, this isn't.
I forgot about that.
This isn't Maryland. I'm sorry, I'm just. So they're pretty busy, and I tell you, I don't think any of our guys, you know, think that we've conquered the world, and you know, we haven't conquered the world of college football by any means, and I think our guys know that if we don't play well, you know, we're not going to have a very good chance of winning. And to play well, you got to practice well. And I think they'll practice very well this week.
Bobby, talk about the bounce you're getting, though. And obviously a lot of recruiting will hopefully get done, you know, especially with a bye week. And just, you know, being able to walk around knowing, you know, that nothing's going to change in the next week and a half. How effective is it? You know, you can sit there and sell players on what might be. But when you've got a relatively young team out there, you've got, you know, guys, you know, you've got underclassmen performing well, you know, you've got a team where you're going to get a lot of starters back next season. That's got to really impress recruits when they know that you're not just selling pie in the sky.
Exactly, and that helps a whole lot. The other thing is we're going to need some people to replace all those seniors we're going to have next year. You know, we're going to have a big senior class next year, and a lot of scholarships available. So we're not only recruiting for, you know, this next class, but the next ones and the next ones. And, you know, we got a good opportunity for people to come in and say, hey, you know, we can, there's a place for me to slip in there and play early, and they're having success. So I'm going to take another look at Vanderbilt. So that we're trying to take advantage of that. I hope we can.